with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, good day all, good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, everywhere and everywhere, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and a real blast from the past into the present. Yes, can't keep a good man down. Who the hell are you?
My name is Andy Grotesque.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done anything together.
No.
When was the last time that you have not been into the new studio before?
I haven't done a show probably since, old studio, when did it move? Just before it moved.
Last year, 2015?
Yeah. I haven't done Power Chord or Generation Annihilation.
Okay, cool. Well, he's going to be playing a set in the next set of tunes. Here, he's got some new cool stuff picked out, and he's going to be doing Power Chord later on, and is he going to be doing his own radio show out in the valley tonight?
No, that's the Friday nights now.
Friday, okay, yeah. Sorry, that shows you how supportive a friend I am and always tune into your show.
I can tell you listen often.
Yeah. Okay, anyways, started things all off with DRI from the Dealing With It release going back to 1985. This is a record that we both can agree on. This is kind of a pinnacle record. defining going from hardcore punk into metal. This record is the perfect blend of punk
and
metal.
And their next album is called Crossover. So
yeah, and DRI, they're coming April 26th. Same month as the Damned, so yeah, a lot of good shows coming up, and yeah, that's going to be awesome because DRI haven't played here, I don't think, since 1992. I've seen them a few times in the last couple of years in Seattle. And have you ever seen DRI, Andy?
No, I have no. But once when I was in San Francisco, they were playing, and I couldn't convince my buddies to go in because they want to go to strip clubs instead I want to go see DRI. They're playing right. I think Verbal Abuse were opening and stuff. It was 87. But we did go to Goodman Street Warehouse, so that was pretty cool. But
right.
Would have loved to see them. That would have been a great time to see them, 87.
Yep, definitely. And yep. Also in the set, okay, what else?
Now, somebody I met, actually, at Dollarama said he saw DRI. Was it the Edge or something? Somewhere like 84, 85? What place
would have been? That would have been 85, 80, 86.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the Edge.
Because I was wearing my DRI hoodie, and he goes, hey, I remember that band.
Yep. And following the set from the Dwarves, from the Blood, Guts, and Pussy release, going back to the early 90s, the Dwarves, Actrum, I'm trying to remember where they're originally from, but they were located to Seattle. I think they're located in the Bay Area now, but they are playing tonight at the SBC Cabaret in downtown Vancouver, the downtown east side, and they'll be playing with Legion of Goons, Spree Killers, and Beaverette. So, yeah, that should be a good one. And it's going to be doing a spotlight about the business after the unfortunate loss of Mickey Fitz, vocalist of the business. We're going to be doing a showcase on them. But first, we're going to be doing, Andy's going to be doing a showcase or not going to be doing a showcase. He's going to be playing a set of tunes. And where are we here on the panel here?
Whatever the MP3 jack is, I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Uh-oh. Let me look.
Okay.
Keep the audience entertained.
Okay. Is this entertaining? Is this entertaining enough? Punch the.
Okay, this is where the training would have come in handy.
Okay, we'll figure this out. But in the meantime, we'll give you a message from our sponsors.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
My boots are falling. it's on the city side. Over and over, we'll get it right. I wanna be discovered, I want it down to life. Watching people dancing makes us feel alright. The girls they had were so cool. I was playing like a bloody fool. One day out, I'll be the season band. A raven turn into my fucking oi!
Oi! Oi! Oi! Oi! Oi!
Oi! Oi! Oi! Oi! My boots are falling, time to sit in tight. Over and over, we'll get it right. I wanna be no scabbard, I wanna dance all night. Watching people dancing makes us feel alright.
Fucking love. gentle, kind hearted soul. For you, eat fish, good skull to a mole. That's friendly for parties to invite all your friends who cover the drinks when they for the spread. Drown in the acid, a misery in the end. 11 recovered, 17 victims. Drown in the acid, a misery in the end. 11 recovered, 17 victims. A couple of finger sandwiches accompanied by bone, marrow, aioli, two cups in a pocket into the section. Making use real pills in succession. Drown in the acid, a mix of in the end. 11 recovered, 17 victims. Drown in the acid, a mix of in the end. 11 recovered, 17 victims. The year. It's 1992. Jeffrey Dahmer was found legally sane and sentenced to 957 years after confessing to 17 murders. Drown in the acid, a misery in the end. 11 recovered, 17 victims. Drown in the acid, a misery in the end. 11 recovered, 17 victims.
Want to know more about human rights abuses, global issues, and international politics? Are you interested in writing to foreign and local governments in response to global crises? Are you ready to give peace a chance? If your answer is yes, then Amnesty International UBC may be the club for you. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AIUBC or send us an email at amnestyubc@gmail.com.
Career suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, and my good friend Andy just played a set of tunes. What did you play, my good friend Andy?
That last band was from Finland. I will try to pronounce this. Psychonalysis. I'm not even going to pronounce the song. I'll try. But I
really miss you up here on the show because you would always play these acts that I wouldn't dare pronounce, even trying to pronounce. But you were there to at least try. Whether I don't delve into this foreign stuff as much. But
I used to be fluent in Finnish, but I've kind of forgotten it. The song was called "Biden Hinta on Kuolema," and the album's "Human Error." Excuse me. Before that, Rowdy P. I believe they're from Texas. The song was called Lords of War, and the EP is called Sometimes Things Make Me Angry, and I start to shout about it, and I start to really calm down, but I don't know. Okay, that's an EP.
A long title.
Before that, Caustic Lime out of Toronto, we heard Milwaukee Cannibal. Do you know who that is?
Milwaukee Cannibal?
Yeah, who is that song about?
I don't know, somebody in Happy Days?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay.
And it was called Demo N. Another band from Toronto before that called Inbred Fist. Shit Out of Luck was the song. The demo's called Ignorant. Before that, double shot of Scotland, we heard Hateful off their Noise from the Streets CD with a song called Retribution Rock, and Brass Knuckles start off with Ska Band off their Skinhead 82 release.
I thought, what are you doing here, Andy? You're playing some ska, but that was a pretty cool track.
That was awesome.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to get into our showcase on the business classic acts from the late 70s, Michael Fitzgerald, also known as Mickey Fitz. He lost his battle to cancer last week, and the business formed in 1979, stayed the original lineup up until the early 2000s, and Mickey kept the band going through different incarnations throughout the years, and I'm happy to have seen them play a lot. And Mickey had really cleaned up his life, given up drinking, and done really well. But unfortunately, what can you do? Cancer's a nasty thing. And I got to meet him twice: once in England in the early 2000s, and once in the year 2002 in New Jersey, where I got the where I got the station ID that I still use to this day on the Generation Annihilation show. And so like I said, they formed 1979 in South London. They played their first real gig, opening up for the Foreskins in 1981. They were an anti-racist band, although they do have some underlining, nationalism. I won't say nationalism, but they were pretty proud of their football team. They're pretty proud of their English football teams, and there were some overtones in those songs which are a little bit questionable, but we won't be playing those songs. You know, they sung about working class life, and they even had a song against Hunt sabotaging in the UK on their first record. So yeah, they claimed that they were a punk band. They never claimed to be an oi band, although they were. They did appeal to the oi scene a lot, and that's the scene they got associated with. So we're going to hear their debut 7-inch going back to 1981 on Secret Records. This is the title track, and it's called Harry May.
Brother and the chemist is a friend. Sav Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
All right, and we are showcasing the business featuring the late Mickey Fitz, who passed away last week. We started things all off. Title track from the Harry May 7-inch on Secret Records going back to 1981. Yeah, we heard the title track from the Smash the Discos 7-inch. Came out in the following year, 1983, on Secret Records. We heard a track called, we heard Smash the Discos. And we followed with a track from the Total Noise four-band split. It featured The Business, Blitz, Gonads, and Dead Generation. The track we heard was H-Bomb, Loud, Proud, and Punk, and from the Out of Business 12-inch release, also from 1983, which came out in 1983 on Secret Records. We heard a track called, we heard the track H-Bomb. And from the Suburban Rebels release going back to 1983, also on Secret, we heard a track called Get Out While You Can. And The Business broke up for a wee bit there and got back together and put out an album, not quite as punk, but still pretty good, called Saturday's Heroes. And we're going to hear the opening track off that. It's called Spanish Jails on this spotlight on The Business from South London on this edition of Generation Annihilation. We'll be right back.
what you hear from the exploited. Listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
All right, and we heard several tracks from the business. We started things all off with The Saturday's Heroes release. That one is going back to 1985 on Link Records. And the track we heard is called Spanish Jails. And we followed with Mouth and Trousers from the Welcome to the Real World record. That one came out in 1989. And we followed with a track from the Get Out of My House release going back to 1985, a track called All Out Tonight. And the business disbanded for a little while, and they got back together, and I would say better than ever, in the mid-2000s, and put out an awesome record called Keep the Faith. And we're going to hear a track off that called Divide and Rule.
Keep on giving labels, keep our soul apart, keep our soul divided, it's when the trouble starts. Only you can hurt yourselves, don't let them get to you. For you, for you, for you, divide and rule. You've got your own religion, be free to carry on. Be wary of your leaders, you know they're just a con.
Dave Courtney, and I've got a little bit of advice for you. Hello, my name's Dave Courtney, and I've got a little bit of advice for you. It's nice to be important, but important to be nice. And if you ain't nice, then there'd be hell to pay. We'll be right back. part of your life, then there is only one rule. Win at all cost. You take no shit and you take no fucking prisoners.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on this spotlight on the business. We started things all off with Keep the Faith going back to 1994. That was on a record label on Century Media. Then we heard a track from The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But The Truth. We heard a track called Death to Dance. And from the No Mercy release, we heard a track called Takers and Users. And then we heard a track called Hell to Pay from a single off the same name. And we're going to leave you with one more business track. This is from the Suburban Rebels release. And, yeah, it's for Mickey Fitz. And, yeah, rest in peace. Glad I got to see a few times. He provided some great music and great times over the last several decades. So, yeah, the music will live on forever. And this is a track called Another Rebel Dead on Generation Annihilation. Stay tuned for Power Chord.
Yeah, it's Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Ich muss jetzt mal so ein bisschen Englisch reden, sonst versteht der Mann mich nicht. This guy is from Finland. From fucking dark and cold Finland. And now, to get it really, really warm, he starts with this fucking riff.
Your balls through the wall.